92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Bart Hill broadcasting live from Madison Memorial Field in our amateur baseball game featuring our home team, your Madison Mallards, and the visitors, the Rosen Express. And what a special day. We just got through honoring Dick Newman on his many years of service to baseball in and around the Madison community. The Mayor Greg Thol just gave him a proclamation that it's officially Dick Newman Day today at the ballpark, which is awesome. So this is your Subway pregame show. I'm going to run through the State Farm starting lineup. State Farm, Tony Arata agency, and like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and so are we with this starting lineup. So first of all, the Rosen Express, the second baseman number 2, Drew Boots, the shortstop number 4, Nate Strong. The pitcher today is number 11, Devin Boots. The catcher is number 3, Liam MacArthur. The left fielder is number 19, Jay Sigler. Third baseman, number 6, Kyle Sachs. The first baseman, number 10, Damian Polotsky. The right fielder, number 22, Jacob Motz. And the center fielder, number 23, Tyler Ottoman. For your home team, the Madison Mallards, your lineup, center fielder, number 48, Landon Sherm. Second baseman, number 3, Brandon Hill. The catcher today, number 10, Matt Enger. The shortstop, number 27, Carter Hamlin. The left fielder, number 17, Dylan Lilliard. The third baseman, number 2, Evan Kells. The first baseman, number 12, Matt Munson. Today's designated hitter, number 9, Blake Wolschlager. And your right fielder, number 16, Caden Fernholz. And Brandon Bornhorst is your pitcher today. So this is a big league matchup. Currently, I think the Mallards are in fifth place in the Land of Ducks standings. The top 4 teams all get a bye that first weekend. The other 8 teams have a double elimination format. So they're going to play the starting lineup, so we're going to take a commercial break and be back with the first pitch right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry and Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Madison's Memorial Field. This Saturday afternoon of Dragon Fest, we've got a big, big matchup. The Madison Mallards taking on the Rosen Express. Brandon Bornhorst on the mound and just threw his first pitch, and it went right back to him as a 1-3 put out for the first out of the game to Drew Boots. And Nate Strong, the starting shortstop, is up now. If you know Brandon Bornhorst, you know that he works fast, and he usually throws a lot of strikes. He leads the team, I think. He's second in the team in strikeouts, but he's only walked, I believe, two batters all year. And he's got an 0-2 count now right away to Nate Strong. It's a fantastic pitcher throughout his career. And it is just the top of the first inning, one out here. And there's another pitch, and it went right over the head of Bornhorst. Carter Hamlin's got to come run over and make a nice play. Nice job. He had to go a long ways. That was a one-hopper right over the head of Brandon Bornhorst. And Carter Hamlin, playing deep in their shortstop position, came all the way up and threw that out at first base in a close play. So now the pitcher for Rosen Express, Devin Boots, is up to bat with two outs here. We're just in the top of the first inning. These are nine-inning games. There's another pitch, and that's a strike, and that ball is going out to right center. But Landon Sherm, the fleet-footed center fielder, makes it look easy. So there's a 1-2-3 inning for the Mallards on defense. And after these messages, we'll be back with Madison's first at-bat.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Madison Memorial Field. This Dick Newman Day, a proclamation by Mayor Greg Thole out in the field before the game started, making this officially Dick Newman Day. What an awesome celebration. I'll try to read a little bit of that proclamation. It says, whereas the city of Madison is proud to recognize individuals who have made significant contributions to our community, and whereas Dick Newman has dedicated countless hours and immense effort to promoting and developing the sport of baseball in the city of Madison. And it goes on to say more about Dick, and then it's signed by Mayor Greg Thole, this 13th of July, 2024. So now Rosen is taking the field. They're getting their warm-up pitches in. Devin Boots is the starting pitcher going around defensively for Rosen. Drew Boots at second base, Nate Strong at shortstop. Liam MacArthur is the catcher. Jay Sigler is the left fielder. Kyle Sachs, the third baseman. Damian Polotsky, the first baseman. Jacob Motz, the right fielder. And Tyler Ottoman, the center fielder. Top three hitters for Madison are Landon Sherm, Brandon Hill, and Matt Enger. The top five batters in the batting order for Madison all have had outstanding summers so far offensively. They did struggle a little bit in their win over Dawson on Wednesday night, Chamber Night Out. So, great crowd down here. The sun is starting wet and gloomy and humid morning. And we've got some class of 1984 people up here in the upper deck, and that's my wife included, and they're having their celebration today. So leading off for the Mallards is our center fielder, Landon Sherm. I think that last inning for Brandon Bornhorst was five pitches, which is not very or is not untypical of what he usually does. So here is Devin Boots' first pitch, and that's fouled off down the right field line, and that will go foul. Strike one now. They're giving out dollars for foul balls today. So there's a lot of people that are running fast. And just what a great day. Now the sun is really peeking out. It's going to be a warm afternoon. Here comes the second pitch to Sherm. That is low and away. One ball and one strike to Landon Sherm, a right-handed hitter. Madison has their powder blue tops, I guess you'd call it, dark blue lettering, white pants. The old Madison Dragon color, I think, that blue. There's a pitch. That's low and away. Ball two now. Two balls, one strike to Landon Sherm, center fielder. You're just joining us just the bottom of the first inning. This scheduled nine-inning game, amateur baseball, Landa Ducks. 1-2-3 for Rosen in the first, and Landon Sherm is the first batter for the Mallards in the bottom of the first. There's a hit out to right. Oh, what a spectacular catch by the second baseman. Wow, that was a diving catch. You could hear it on SportsCenter. Wow. Drew Boots just took away a for sure hit, and with Sherm's speed, if that gets to the gap, that would be a double. So a line drive put out on a fantastic play by the second baseman. Drew Boots brings up Brandon Hill. He's playing second base today. He's kind of played shortstop, second base, center field, left field. He's done a little pitching. There's a curveball strike, strike one to Brandon Hill. So just one out here, bottom of the first inning, Madison and Rosen. If you listen to the coaches show this morning, Matt Munson talked at length about the rivalry with Rosen. They're always close games. You throw out the records. There's a shot, one hopper right to the shortstop. He's going to pick it up, Nate Strong, and there's out number two. Hard hit ball, but it's a nice, easy one hopper to Nate Strong. So two up, two down so far for the Mallards, and brings up the catcher, Matt Enger. He's coming down from the Park Rapids, Detroit Lakes area. Makes it all the weekend games and sometimes during the week. The long travel, we're pretty excited that he still comes down and plays baseball for the Mallards. And there's the first pitch to them. It's a line drive shot out to the left fielder, but he's got it under control. So it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Mallards in the bottom of the first inning. So we'll head to the top of the second here on Dick Newman Day at the ballpark. Your score, the Rosen 0 and Madison 0. We'll be back after these messages.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Very good. All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Field, everyone. This hot, humid, sunny now afternoon. And we've got a 0-0 score here, bottom of the, or top of the second inning. So leading off for Rosen is Liam MacArthur, followed by Jay Sigler and Kyle Fax. Brandon Bornhorst on the mound, threw five pitches in the first inning, 1-2-3. And the crowd is still filtering in. A lot of activities here in Dragon Fest. I told some people that were from out of town, if you cannot find something to do on this weekend, then you have no life, because there is something for everyone. There's the first to MacArthur from Brandon Bornhorst. Of course, Brandon Bornhorst has been pitching a long time. He was started the championship game in 2012 for Lackawanna Valley. That pitch is low and away. One ball, one strike. Top of the first, or top of the second inning, no score yet. Rosen was a little bit shorthanded today. They got some guys gone, so and some other guys had to leave, so we moved this game up from a 2:30 start to a 1 o'clock start to accommodate everyone. There's a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes now to MacArthur, the catcher. Bornhorst works fast, shakes off the pitcher. Here he comes. There's the delivery, and swing and a miss. Strike three. The first strikeout for Bornhorst. First out this inning, Jay Sigler, the left fielder, is batting now. Made a nice running catch in the last inning to end that inning. Got a, looks like the duck blind is full. There's quite a few people sitting underneath taking advantage of that shade. And immediately to my left is some places reserved for Dick Newman and his family. And he's got His daughter Denise is home. His son Mike and his son Stevie are home as well. Stevie's wife is here, and they got their kids. A lot of grandkids are here today. Two strikes on the batter now to Sigler. Here comes a pitch from Bornard, giving the old stiff leg, swing and a miss. Strikeout number two for Bornard. He starts his motion, he extends his leg and freezes it straight out, and then he follows through. Called the old dead leg. So, Kyle Sachs, longtime player. I mentioned on one of the broadcasts I was doing with Paul Ramo that Kyle Sachs is probably the best defensive pitcher I've ever seen. If there's a bunt situation, normally you have your first baseman and third baseman. One of the two is charging to take away of it. But if you watch Kyle Sachs, he just tells them all to back off. I've got it, and most of the time he does have it. First pitch strike, here comes pitch number two. The off-speed pitch, changeup. Should be an easy fly ball to the shortstop, Carter Hamlin, for out number three. Again, three up, three down for Bornhorst, and Rosen will sit down, and we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with the bottom of the second inning, still scoreless here in Madison.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. This Dick Newman Day, proclamated by the mayor himself, Greg Thole. And we are in a dandy so far, 0-0. We're in the bottom of the second inning. We've got the Rosen Express and your Madison Mallards. The Mallards, I believe their league record is 7-3. I think I heard Matt Munson talk about that. And they're currently, I think, in fifth place or tied for fourth place. And they've got this game here today. And next week they travel to Minnesota for the final Landa Ducks regular season game. And then that night or Monday, those seedings will come out and the Landa Duck baseball playoffs will begin. And that first Madison at Memorial Field. So leading off for the Mallards is our shortstop, Carter Hamlin. Last year, he only got in a couple games before he had to leave. He was doing his internship for engineering, and he couldn't be around. And so here's the first pitch, and that is low. Ball one to Carter Hamlin. Bottom of the second inning, still no score here. Madison and Rosen. Devin Booth is the pitcher. He's getting his footing out there, kicking dirt around a little bit. And here comes the windup. Here comes the pitch, and that's a little bit high. Ball two to Carter Hamlin, having a tremendous amount of home runs and RBIs. Devin Booth is a right-handed pitcher. They're in their blue tops, gray bottoms. There's a foul ball, but it's coming back in play. Not quite yet. It was just a little corkscrew cue ball shot, they say, and it was going down the first base line. Looked like it was foul. Hit something, almost came back into fair territory, and that's why you always run things out. You never know what's going to happen. Well, there's still more people piling in. The parking lot is filling up, and I see quite a few buckets of beer going left and right of us, but nothing upstairs, of course. So here's the next pitch by Boots. It's high, three balls, one strike. Three balls, one strike. Bottom of the second inning, first batter for Madison. Carter Hamlin, your shortstop. Devin Booth, the pitcher. Got a 3-1 count here. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. And swing and a miss. That was like a little changeup there. I forgot to give it to him. Now we got a full count to Carter Hamlin. In bottom of the second inning, leadoff hitter. Madison struggled to score Wednesday night. There's an outside pitch, and he reached for it. He's going to pop it up. Catcher's got underneath it, and he does make the catch. Nice play by the catcher, Liam MacArthur. It was a curveball that just broke quite a bit away from Carter Hamlin. He kind of stuck his bat out, just popped it up. The catcher did a nice job of moving over and catching that ball for the first out. So Dylan Lilliard, now the left fielder, is coming to bat. And ironically, this is Dylan's first year on the Mallards team. He was a Rosen Express player for quite a few years. He started out there when my son Brandon played for Rosen, and Dylan decided to come back and play with Madison this year. That's where he played his high school games and summer games, and now will finish out his career, hopefully, in a Mallards uniform. That ball, little off-speed pitch ball, high. 1-0 count to Dylan Lilliard. Bottom of the second inning, one out. Atlanta Ducks baseball here, Rosen and Madison. Comes with one pitch. There's a flare out to right field. Right fielder's coming, and he makes the catch. And this team is pretty excited out there. Jacob Motz, the right fielder, doesn't get a lot of opportunities to play for the Express, but made a dandy catch there. So now Evan Kells is batting here, third baseman for Madison. He announced the wrong number, and Evan Kells let Brian Fernholz, the PA announcer, know, and then he started chuckling. So we got two down here, two up, two down. Both teams still looking for their first hit. Evan Kells, I think he's got two home runs on the year. There's a pitch inside. Ooh, just caught the inside part of the plate. A little fastball that tailed away, like it was going to maybe possibly hit Evan. He gets across the plate a little bit, but it broke just enough to go across the plate. 0-1 count to Kells, and that one is inside, but that one stayed inside. One ball, one strike, two outs here, bottom of the first inning. Atlanta Ducks baseball on what's turning out to be a very warm day. Boots is trying to get his footing out there, digging his hole a little bit further there on the pitching rubber. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and there's a shot out to center field. It looks like it's going to hang up for the center fielder. Tyler Ottoman makes an easy catch, and that's three up, three down for the Mallards. So we're going to head to the top of the third inning. We have no score, no hits yet in this Atlanta Duck baseball action. We'll be back after these messages.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health, compassionate manner with a hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. Had some fun things going on at the ballpark between innings. They're doing Dick Newman trivia, and if you know the answer, you have to go up to Dick Newman and let him know, and he will substantiate the answer, and then you win a beverage of your choice. But the last one was, what winter sport did Dick Newman play in high school, which I would assume would have been wrestling or something like that. It was speed skating. And first pitch from Bornhorst to Damon Polotsky in the bottom or top of the third is a strike. So far, both teams three up, three down. There's a curveball, sweeping curveball way outside, and Polotsky can't quite get a piece of it. No balls, two strikes. Jacob Motz, the right fielder, is on deck by Tyler Allman. That pitch is low. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out here. Top of the third inning, no score. No base runners yet. No hits in the game. We're waiting for the first. And there's a little ground ball right back to Bornhorst. He's going to pick it up, make a soft little toss to first for the first out. So Jacob Motz made a nice catch out in right field. He's batting now, right-handed hitter. One of the fan favorites for Rosen when he does get into the game. He doesn't get a whole lot of opportunity. There's a pitch, fastball in the outside corner, strike one to Jacob Motz. And Brandon Bornhorst is working fast. Here's another pitch on the outside corner, a little breaking ball that almost like a slider. Just catches the outside part of the plate. Two strikes now on Jacob Motz. Here comes the next pitch by Bornhorst, and that's a swing and a miss for strike three. Third strikeout for Bornhorst. First one this inning brings up the number nine hitter, Tyler Ottoman. Tyler is the player manager for Rosen. He's been doing it for quite a few years and does an excellent job. And you'll probably hear him on the coach's report on Saturday. That pitch was a little bit outside. Ball 1-2, Tyler Ottoman. Third inning, if you're just joining us, two outs. No score yet. Here comes a pitch from Bornhorst, and that is a strike on the outside corner. If you're wondering where Paul Ramo is, they have the Ramo Cup this weekend, and they get together and they golf, and it's a place that gets rotated every year. There's a ground ball to Evan Kells. Nice little one-hopper, fields it nice and easy. Over to Matt Munson at first for the third out of the game. Again, three up and three down for Rosen. We're going to head to the bottom of the third inning with no score after these messages from our great sponsors.
The time now at 1:24. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. Time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Field, land of Ducks baseball action. And if you're just tuning in, we have a dandy so far. Both pitchers throwing no-hitters. There has not been a base runner yet. Madison is batting in the bottom of the third inning. Matt Munson playing first base today. Is your leadoff hitter now for the Mallards in the bottom of the third inning. And what a beautiful day. We've got some class of 1984 students up here, and maybe we could get some of them. First pitch swinging by Matt Munson. No balls, one strike. Devin Boots, the starting pitcher for Rosen, throwing to Liam MacArthur, the catcher. So far, nobody's really hit the ball hard other than Landon Scherr made a... And that ball is low and outside. Made an attempt to get a base. It is a line drive. The second baseman, Drew Boots, made an excellent diving catch on that to take away a hit from him. And that's really been the only chance for a base hit. One ball, one strike here to Matt Munson. Bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch. That's inside. Almost hit him. Got by the catcher. But it did hit him. I'm going to take that back. That did hit him. Just got a piece of him. So leadoff hitter for the Mallards is on. And that brings up Blake Wolschlager, who is the designated hitter today. He's done a lot of first base for the Mallards. I think he's in his second or third year with the Mallards. Right-handed hitter. Struggling a little bit this year, but last year he had a fantastic year playing for the Mallards as first baseman. And we're going to give him a look at DH tonight, facing Devin Boots, his first time up. Nobody out here. Matt Munson on first base, Monmouth third, and there's a pitch strike, and I think he went, and he did. Strike one now to Wolschlager. It looked like it could have been a little bit of a changeup or something. He got out in front of it, tried to hold off. He could not do that. So strike one now to Wolschlager. No balls, one strike. Nobody out here. Bottom of the third inning on a very hot and humid day. You're going to hear me say that a lot today at Madison Memorial Field. He's checking Munson at first. There's a pitch outside, low and away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. And if you know Matt Munson, I would say there's maybe a 1 in 1 million chance he will steal second base. So I'm saying there's a chance, but it's not a very big chance. Yeah, slim to none and heavy on to none. There's the next pitch, the two balls, one strike now to Wolschlager. It's one thing you can say about the Madison Mallards. They may not hit very well, but they're also slow. So they do have some fast guys on the team, but traditionally there's not a lot of speed there. Here comes 2-1 pitch, and no, that almost hit him. And that's one of those that I'm sure his teammates will say, just turn your cheek and not the one on your face and let it hit you. Three balls, one strike. That was definitely inside. He jumped up out of the way, but it's easier said than done. If a fastball's coming at you, you're going to jump out of the way most of the time. There's a pitch. That one's a strike right at the knees. Three balls, two strikes, full count to Blake Wolschlager with Matt Munson on first The right fielder, Caden Fernals, is on deck here. Bottom of third inning. Still looking for our first hit. We have our first runner. He's checking. Here's the sign. There's one is low. Got by him, but it doesn't matter. It is ball four, so that'll put runners on first and second with the number nine hitter, Caden Fernals, up to plate. He is one of the managers of the Madison Legion team, and they finished up their season. Fantastic comeback if you were not over in Dawson on Thursday night. They were down 6-1, scored 4 in the 6th, 4 in the 7th, and they won 9-8. And they're awaiting now all the seedings to come out. So nobody out here. First baseman Damian Plotsky comes up. Kyle Sachs is at third base. He's got such quick feet, he doesn't really need to play too far up. And here comes the pitch, and here's a bump to attempt, and it got by him, went over his head. They're not going to make a throw. Yeah, Caden Fernald squared the bunt. That ball went well over his head. He pulled the bat back. It bounced off the wall, but Matt Munson got an excellent read on that, and now we have runners at second and third with one ball. Now you get an opportunity. You want to drive that ball, try to get it in the outfield someplace or extra base hit because you've got runners in scoring position. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and that was low and away. He did not go. I'm going to check him, I think. Nope, two balls, no strikes. He's got that sweeping curveball, and it looks like it starts out about thigh high and just breaks low end away. And he's got a couple of guys on that already today. Caden just held up on that. Two balls, no strikes. That one is inside, almost hit him. Three balls, no strikes. Top of the order, Landon Sherm on deck. We don't know if any of these class of 1984 people want to come and talk on the radio and talk about your events. And I believe we're in royalty as well. We've got Terry Halverson, who was the homecoming king, correct? I think that was right. Three balls, one strike. So we've got the king in our midst here. Well, it's pretty impressive. I don't know if I should take one knee bow. I'm not sure of the proper protocol of addressing a king, as Terry is shaking his head and ready to pummel me. Full count here to Caden Fernals. Nobody out. Runners on second, third. This would be a great time to come up with the first hit of the ball game, or at least the first run. Got the top of the order coming up next, but let's leave it up to Caden and see if he can do something. There's a pitch outside. There's a little ground ball. They're going off the pitcher. He's going to recover and field it nicely. Just got underneath him. He knocked it down, and he picked it up and made the play at first base. So a 1-3 put out on Caden Fernals brings up the top of the order. It's one of those, if he fields it clean and the runner takes off, he would be out easily. He bobbled it a little bit, but I don't believe it was a big enough lead for Munson over there at third to try to get to score on that one. So we still have second and third, one out now, bottom of the third inning. If you're just joining us, no score. Here comes Sherm. That ball is low, got away, but not far enough. Bounced in the dirt, landing his first time up. Hit that line drive. The second baseman made a great diving catch for the first out for the Mallards. So we'll see if he can put the ball in play again. Tyler Ottoman shading a little bit to left center. Got Dick Sigler is playing down the line and left. There's a fly ball going well out of bounds over the first base dugout. We're giving out dollars for foul balls today. Who is sponsoring that? Enger Farms is sponsoring that. Thank you, Enger Farms. Boots is taking his sign, takes a look. Here comes the pitch, and it is. Oh, that just drilled him right in the back. So that'll hit by a pitch will lower up the bases for the second baseman, Brandon Hill. So Boots is a little bit wild right now. He's hit two batters this inning. That one was just plugged right in the back of Landon Sherm. He almost hit Blake Wolschlager earlier. So golden opportunity here for the Mallards. With Brandon Hill up to bat, bases loaded. The infield looks like they're playing medium, double play depth. First baseman is up, third baseman. Kyle Sachs is directing him, and he's coming up there as well. So the corners are coming home, and the middle players are playing deep for a double play opportunity. Jacob Mott's playing pretty deep in right field. Tyler Allerman about medium center field. And Jay Sigler medium in left field. The sun is shining. A little bit of breeze blowing straight in, it looks like. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Hill. There's a shot. Line drive out to the left center gap. It's going out there. One runner's going to score. They're going to send Blake Wolschlager. He's motoring. He's lumbering. He comes in, and he's going to score. And that's a two-run double for Brandon Hill. Puts the Mallards on the board 2-0. a line shot out to left center field, read well by Blake Wilshys. Coach Darby Bjelland did not hesitate. They sent him all the way to run RBI double for Brandon Hill. A big hit there for the Mallards, and that brings up Matt Enger now with his chance to do the same thing with two runners on, Speedy Sherm at third and Brandon Hill at second base. 2-0 now, the Mallards lead. And here comes the pitch from Boots to Matt Enger. And that ball is a strike. Matt Enger is a what you'd call a straight up and down hitter. He doesn't bend over like some batters do. But he's been the most consistent hitter for the Mallards this year, leading them in batting average and base hits. Here comes the pitch. The Enger, that ball is blown away. Tried to get the curveball on Matt. He held up on that one. One ball, one strike, one out here. The Mallards have just broke the seal here, scoring two runs on that two-run double by Brandon Hill. Matt Enger looking to add to the lead here now. Carter Hamlin on deck. There's a pitch. That one's low and away. So I don't know if it's by design or not, if he's just missing, but Devin Boots, a lot of his pitches are outside and low. The curveball is breaking low and away. So, hey, we've got Dick Newman. We're going to try to get a headset on him here if he'll stick around, and we'll try to talk to him a little bit. There's a flare out to right field, but that will be deep enough for Sherm to score easily from third base. It'll be a sacrifice fly, F9, but Matt Enger, more importantly, gets an RBI out there to bring home Sherm with the third run of the game, and Hill moves up to second. So nice job of hitting so far by the Mallards. They've got two outs now. Brandon Hill still in scoring position. And we're going to give Dick Newman a set of headphones here, and hopefully we can get to talk to him a little bit before the end of the inning. Let's keep it going there. But there's a strike to Carter Hamlin, his first time up. He popped up to the catcher. So we've got Dick on the mic. Can you hear me, Dick? All right, can I hear you? I think we can. So looks like we're good to go. So... all right, we got one ball, one strike to Carter Hamlin now. Mallards are leading 3-0 on power of a two-run double by Brandon Hill and a sacrifice fly RBI by Matt Enger.
Good, good. Rosen, I played for Rosen back 2 years when I taught in Bellingham. I don't know any of these players, but I might know some of their dads or grandpas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but they're a nice young team, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and they've got some kids from all over Ortonville, yep. Canby, some different places and stuff. And
yep.
Three balls, one strike now to Carter Hamlin.
And they do have one Rademacher and Robin's son who just graduated from high school. So yeah.
Some of the high school seniors went on a little vacation before they head off to college, so he's not here today.
And okay.
I did see Trenton Rademacher was in attendance, and okay. I don't know if any of the others are, but three balls, one strike now to Carter Hamlin. Here comes the pitch, and there's a line drive shot out to left center field. It's going back, but Tyler Ottman, he's got it camped, and he comes up with a catch. So we'll make sure that Dick sticks around. We're going to talk more with Dick Newman. It's Dick Newman Day at the ballpark. We're going to head to the top of the fourth inning. The Mallards now have a 3-0 lead. Don't go away, people. We'll be back after these messages from our spine sponsors.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. We are in the top of the fourth inning, Line of Ducks Baseball. I am with the one, the only, the myth, the man, the legend, Dick Newman on Dick Newman Day, proclamated by Mayor Greg Thole. Dick, you've seen a lot of amateur games over the years, and you've virtually coached every level. Just kind of tell the listeners where you started, what all you coached, and give us a little background on yourself.
Well, I graduated from Minneapolis Edison. I know there was a trivia question about what was his winter sport, and a lot of people thought it was wrestling, but I didn't wrestle, I speed skated. And speed skate, you're skating on blades about 18 inches long, and it's competitive. They have races like they raced at Lake Como, Lake Powderhorn Park, and you go around the island and that, and they have lanes and stuff. They time you, and they have relays and all kinds of things. It's a winter sport in the Olympics, too.
All right. So the first batter, Drew Boots, grounded out to the third baseman, and on the first pitch, Nate Strong, line drive to the left fielder for the second out. So, yeah, I actually did not know that speed skating one until you told me. My guess would have been wrestling as well.
Yeah.
So, but.
Oh, and then I played football. You know, I was a running back, and I a punter on the team, and I punted barefooted. Back in that time, it was kind of popular to punt the ball barefooted.
Wow, that was a fantastic catch by Evan Kells. That is what you call a shoestring catch for the third out. Boy, he had to, you know, he might not be the fastest guy, but he had quick feet there. He came running up. Yeah, they almost had a collision out there. But that was the third out of the inning, so we'll be back after these messages, and we've got another guest up here along with Dick as well, so stay tuned.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Field, along with Bart Hill. We've got Dick Newman and Dale Bannerman. I've got to give a quick shout-out here for the city. Remember, for all you people listening, the fireworks start at 10 o'clock at the fairgrounds, and we've got to give a giant shout-out to Cargill. Their crew was out there mowing to make sure that everything was ready to go for the fireworks tonight, 10 o'clock down at the fairgrounds. You can pretty much see them from anywhere, but we've got along with us Dale Bannerman and Dick Newman. It's Dick Newman Day, and you know, Dick, maybe you can introduce Dale and tell us how you got to know him, and you guys can start telling stories.
Well, I taught at Bellingham.
I can't hear anything here, but
okay. Try now.
We can hear you, though.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't think he replaced me. I think there was maybe somebody in between us, but. Anyway, probably the first time I met him was when I was doing summer rec and he was doing summer rec and we played each other. I played in the softball fields in Madison, then played at the Iron Monster. We'd be out in the outfield of the baseball field and a home run was hitting it over the fence of the tennis courts, remember?
Yeah, Iron Monster. Dylan Lilliard is leading off for the Mallards. He flew out his first time up. First pitch was a ball. So, Dale,
my story has to do with Dick and I were the first Lacqueparle coaches.
Okay.
And we co-coached. And so
that was the Lacqueparle Lakers, correct?
Everybody wanted to split them. The games between Madison and Bellingham so that everybody had their equal share. And I told Dick, I said, I hated to play over here because there were so many night callers on the field, whereas Bellingham had nothing but a skin infield. Anyway, things are about the same right now, I think, as far as equal, because you got a $1 million field here and Bellingham's got a pumpkin patch.
That's right. Oh, the little kids might enjoy that more. Dylan Lilliard, the leadoff hitter in the fourth for the Mallards, singled hard single up the middle, so it brings up Evan Kells. And Yeah, it's just, you know, Dale, and you've known Dick for a long, long time, and you're a baseball guy, and it just, you know how much time and effort people like Dick put into the fields, into the community and stuff, and it's just a great way. I know he won't talk about himself, but that's for the rest of us.
Well, 52 years we've been friends, and like I told my wife coming up here, I said, you know, to honor somebody and give them recognition while they're still alive is priceless, because we knew a guy in my hometown in North Dakota, and he was kind of a... He was an old bachelor, and he was a guy that would drag the main street with a plank behind his car because there was just gravel. And he took care of the baseball field and coached all the teams. And, of course, they never gave him any recognition. Once he died, you know, then it was, gee, we should have said something about him.
But yeah, very true.
I know you put a lot of work in this field, too, Bart.
I mean...
I'd hate to even think of how many hours Dick has taken water off the field to get it ready for games and dragged it, and you've done the same thing.
So it's the three-man crew, me, myself, and I, so I appreciate people like Dick that stop down and help out. And
well, you were here at 4:30 this morning, too.
Yeah, that's a story for a six-pack, and we'll wait till after the game.
And the main thing about that, you know, is people always have a tendency to say, boy, the field looks nice.
They forget how
well,
it got there.
They see you out here, and they honk the horn, but they don't come and help you.
Yeah,
that's right. Evan Kells is going to mention that play. He just smoked a line drive to the shortstop, and Dylan Lilliard got too far off at first base. So the shortstop there, Nate Strong picked it up. He dove and caught it, picked it up, and threw Lilliard out for a double play. We had to talk about that play before that ended for Rosen. It actually was a line drive that went off the foot of Brandon Bornhorst, and it ricocheted in the direction of third base, and Evan Kells kind of dove for it and caught it. So you don't see a 1-5 put out on a fly ball off a foot. Anyway, so Matt Munson just singled to right field for the first hit of this inning, two hits in this inning. But
I'm going to let you guys go because I got a 150-mile drive that we made up here, and I got a grandson that's playing in a state tournament in 10-year-old baseball in Mankato.
Yeah.
I said we watched the game this morning at 8:00 and drove up here.
And but, Dale's a former driver ed teacher, so you know the speed limit.
Yeah, speed limit was 55. That's what we were driving.
I don't think anyone up here believes that, Dale.
I'd just like to recognize Dick again and say congratulations, and I wouldn't have missed it. 150 miles is nothing. He's driven miles like that for me many times. So congrats again, and nice-looking field, fellas. And
we appreciate
good
you
luck.
Stopping up and say hi.
Yeah.
So we got one ball, one strike now to Blake Wohlschlager. Walked his first time up with Munson on first base.
There,
the pitch, and that's a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Yeah. There's been some really nice defensive plays. Rosen made two of them, and Madison made that one to end the fourth inning for Rosen. So one on, two outs here. 3-0, Madison, you're leading if you're just joining us. There's a foul ball off the foot of Blake Wohlschlager. One ball, two strikes, excuse me. And I'll try to make sure we keep that play down for that Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. The line drive off Borney to Evan. So we got one ball, two strikes to Wohlschlager with Munson on first base. Madison trying to keep a rally going with two outs. That ball is low. Two balls, two strikes now. Got a little breeze blowing in at us. We have the windows open, so we're kind of in a really great spot. We do have air conditioning up in this press box, but the units are blowing pretty loud, and so we've kind of opened up the windows so we can actually see if we can hear the music and the crowd noise and stuff. So there's a strikeout looking, and so that's a third out of the inning. So Madison comes up with two hits, but they do not score a run. They leave one runner stranded, and we'll head to the top of the fifth inning now, and our score remains Madison 3, Rosen 0. We'll be back after the messages from these great sponsors.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Bart Hill, Madison Memorial Baseball Action, or at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. This is Land of Ducks Baseball Action. Brandon Bornarz on the mound, his fifth inning. Two strikes now to the batter, Liam MacArthur, the catcher. Here comes the third strike. That ball was just a little bit high. If you're just joining us, Madison scored three runs in the third inning. Brandon Hill had a two-run double. Matt Enger had a sacrifice fly. And so far, Rosen is looking for their first hit of the game. And first base runner Brandon Bornarz is working fast. Had some really neat defensive plays for both teams today, treating our fans. There's a line drive, and and Evan Kells uses all of his 12-inch vertical to snag that one. So a fly ball to the third baseman for the first out and brings up Jay Sigler, the left fielder. But in the bottom of the or top of the fourth inning to end it, there's a line shot, and Brandon Bornarz had stuck out his foot behind his back. It bounced off his heel, and then it caromed over to third base, and Evan Kells dove for it and caught it. So that was quite a play. And I'm guessing that will end up being our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game unless something more bizarre happens than that. That was pretty amazing. So two balls, no strikes now to Jay Sigler. So far, Bornarz is dominating. That ball was outside, though. In danger of giving up his first base runner of the day. Here comes a 3-0 pitch, and that is a strike on the outside corner. Three balls, one strike to Sigler. He struck out his first time up. Comes the next pitch, and there's a ground ball. One hopper over to Kells. Under his glove. Here comes Carter Hamlin. He picks it up. He throws a scoop. What a play by Matt Munson at first base. Wow. So that ball went past the diving Evan Kells between third and short. Carter Hamlin was over there. Looked like he was going to back up the play. He picked up the ball, fired a one hopper to Matt Munson at first base. He dug it in a bang-bang play. Inning, wow, what a spectacular play. It's going to be tough to choose the play of the game. We've had four of them so far this game. So two outs now. Left-handed hitter Kyle Sachs up to bat. His first time up, he popped up to the shortstop. First pitch is a ball. One ball, no strikes. That ball is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Generally, Kyle is pretty much a pull hitter. I won't say he does it all the time, but in his younger day, he did a lot. So Bornarz is trying to pitch him outside. Tried to sneak in a fastball. That was inside. Three balls. No strikes to Kyle Sachs, playing third base today. Here comes a 3-0 pitch, and there's a strike by Bornarz. Three balls, one strike to Kyle Sachs. The sun is definitely out now. I can hear some of the fans yelling. There's a pop-up. It could be, and it is out of play. Three balls, two strikes now. We're giving out a dollar. Enger Farms is sponsoring dollar foul balls, so everyone's running around them. Here comes a full count to Kyle Sachs. There's a pitch, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Two batters back-to-back. He was down 3-0, came back to get him out. And that's another 1-2-3 inning for Brandon Bornarz. We're going to head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Our score remains Madison 3, Rosen 0. We'll be back after these messages.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
I did not see the kick. Welcome back, everyone, to Madison Memorial Field on this hot and humid and sunny day. But, hey, it's summer, and that's what baseball is all about. We've got a dandy game so far. Madison winning 3-0. They scored three runs in the third inning, had a couple hits, a big two-run double by Brandon Hill, sacrifice fly by Matt Enger. And the story of the game is we've seen four outstanding defensive plays, and Brandon Bornhorst is mowing them down on the mound. So leading off for Madison is Caden Fernald, the right fielder. He had a dribbler back to the pitcher his first time up. They're doing Dick Newman trivia, and the winners get to bring, or the ones that bring the right answer to Dick get to win a beverage of their choice. But one of them was, what was the three sports he coached right away when he came to Madison? It was football, baseball, and gymnastics. Men's gymnastics. That was what he coached in the winter when he first came to Madison. Strike one to Caden Fernald. So there's a piece of trivia for you. I don't know if anyone got that one. It'd be interesting to know if they did. So here comes the next pitch. That is fouled off. No balls, two strikes. So to Caden Fernald.
Send Mike and Steve up here.
So Dick is still chatting away, and it's great to hear from Dale Bannerman. I haven't seen him in a long, long time, and just another great baseball person. And you know, he made a great point. You know, sometimes we wait until people are no longer with us to recognize them and thank them for all their service, and they don't get to appreciate it. And I think that's why this day was so important. A lot of people came back, a lot of people I have not seen for a while, former players and people that have had Dick in driver's training or in school, and they came back to wish him well. And so it doesn't matter. So there is two balls, two strikes now to Caden Fernald. We're going to try to get some of the Newman family up here. And Mike and Stevie, of course, played baseball. Well, I think they... We'll see if they... Well, we'll find out if they're still playing or not. There's a one hard hopper to second baseman. He throws it over Pulaski's head at first base. So Drew Boots picked it up, had plenty of time, and he just launched that one over Damian Pulaski. So Caden Fernald will reach on an error, and that brings up the top of the order. Dangerous hitting Landon Sherm lined out his first time up, got hit by a pitch and scored his second time up. One of the leading hitters for the Mallards, and like Matt Munson says, you know, they're pretty jealous having Landon Sherm. He's one of the best outfielders and fastest runners, and he's a good contact hitter, excellent base runner, so you put that all together, and that's a great leadoff hitter. He's going to bunt this time. That's inside. Hit him! He squared the bunt, and that he pulled the bat back, and the ball hit him, so that is not a strike. That is a hit by pitch. The second time in a row now he has been hit by a pitch, and that's going to bring up Brandon Hill officially on the day. He is one for two with a two-run double. We'll see if he maybe tries to bat. Kyle Sachs got a tremendous jump on that. So I think if you're going to try bunting, you've got to go to the first base side, and not that Damian Pulaski isn't a great defensive player, but like I've mentioned, Kyle Sachs might be the best position player getting to a ball and fielding those little choppers and bunts and so on. So, all right, so we got two on now, nobody out. Fernald's at second, Sherman first. Here comes Hill. There's a pitch strike right down the middle. No balls, one strike to Brandon Hill. Again, if you're just joining us, bottom of the fifth inning. Beautiful day, large crowd down here, Dragon Fest. And Madison is winning 3-0, hoping to add to that lead now with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes pitch by Boots. There's a shot way out to center field. That's going back, going back. He's going to camp underneath it, and Caden Fernald is going to tag, and nope, now he's going to go, yep, nice play, nice running play by Caden Fernald. He bluffed like he was going to tag and go to third, and then he started running back to second, so they threw it to second, and on the throw to second, he just took off running for third. Excellent heads-up base running to get into scoring position. So fly ball to the center fielder, Brandon Hill, for the first out of the inning. Now we got first and third, and if I'm a betting man, I'm saying that Landon Sherm is going to be stealing on this first or second pitch. They're going to ask if he did a peel play, which in amateur ball, you got to go to the mound, you have to step off, you have to throw it to the base where you think they left early, they have to touch the base. The umpire said, nope, he tagged up. So But it's worth a try. Matt Enger is up to bat. He is officially 0-for-1, a sacrifice fly in RBI. And there goes Sherm on the first pitch. They bluff a throw down, trying to get the runner at third to get off, but he did not. Ball. Pitch was a ball, ball one. Yeah. How's it going, people? We got the, some of the Newman children up here, so hopefully they'll put on a set of headphones. And there's a foul ball straight back. One ball, one strike to Matt Enger, the catcher for the Mallards, a longtime catcher. If you've ever seen Matt catch, he just has a tremendous arm yet. One of the quickest throws down to second base you will ever see. Probably one of the quickest throws we've ever had as a catcher in Lacaparo, Madison. And still one of the top hitters and players in the line of Ducks. One ball, one strike to Matt with one out and two on. Comes the pitcher's a line foul ball back. We've got some of the Newman children up here. I don't know if any of them are willing to put on a set of headphones, but we certainly can. You can both put them on. We can talk to you both at the same time. We've got Denise, Nick and Jeannie's daughter, and Stevie, their son, up here. And I will turn up their volume, so... All right. Oh, and that one just tatered. Matt Enger, another hit by pitch. I believe... Yeah, you should be able to hear us. We can hear you. Should be. Everything's plugged in. So that'll load up the bases, that hit by pitch. We got Denise Newman, Stevie Newman up here. Big day for your dad. We got a courtesy runner, Dylan Kiming at first. So, you know, talk about your father growing up. I mean, obviously, as a baseball guy, it took a lot away from, you know, from you guys, but you were all such a big part of the baseball family. And
yeah, we were. We just remember growing up coming down here and helping rake the fields and mowing and everything. Growing up, that's all we remember is being at the baseball field.
Well, your father was a big influence on me. You know, when I came to town, him and Mike Breddock were my mentors, and you know, I spent a lot of time down here with Dick and got to learn from one of the best. And, you know, now I'm down here working, and your father still stops down every now and then and asks if he can lend a hand, and it's always appreciated. And, Stevie, you know, you played baseball, and your dad obviously was a big lover of baseball and probably projected that onto you. And you got any memories or talk about growing up, being in a baseball household?
Well, I think just... I was talking to Matt Fernals as he was grilling some burgers, and we were talking about the old dugouts when it would rain, and you would have to, you know, you'd find your glove between salamanders and toads and frogs.
Yeah, night crawlers. It just stunk.
It's come a long way. It's an absolutely beautiful park.
Two balls, one strike.
Well, the good thing about my dad is that he, even though, like,
there's a fly ball to center
some
field,
of us,
that
I didn't
should
play
be
baseball,
deep
obviously.
Enough to
I ran
score
track.
Brandon Hill, or Caden Fields, here he comes. He's going to score from third, and he does. So a sacrifice fly off the bat of Carter Hamlin, and that'll bring in the fourth run for the Mallards today.
Anyways, I was just saying he supported all the Madison athletics, not just baseball, but he always was at the cross-country meets and at the track meets, at the football games. He made sure he was celebrating all the different sports and all the athletes.
And he always says on the coaches, so you don't have to play a sport
to be one. Yep.
And that is a great motto. And he just fun atmosphere. And so, yeah, it's a pretty important day. And, you know, he was proclaimed it was Dick Newman Day by the mayor. And I know, knowing your dad, it's kind of embarrassing for him. He's very humble. But for the rest of us, we're just so happy for him.
Right. It was definitely not a necessary thing, but very much appreciated on his end and our end. And
Dale Bannerman made a great comment. You know, he said he had a good friend of his that had coached a long time, and they recognized him after he passed away. There's a line shot by Dylan Lilliard. That's going to go right out to the left fielder for the third out. So, hey, we're going to keep here with, or we're going to come back with Denise and Stevie, so don't go away. We're going to go to the top of the sixth inning. Madison is now leading 4-0. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located at 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Field in this Atlanta Ducks baseball action. A beautiful day, a little hot out here, but we are in the friendly confines of the press box, air conditioning. Still have Stevie Newman up here and Kim Rosendahl. There's Damian Plotsky. It's a hard one-upper to Carter Hamlin. Throws over to first for the first out. Kim, you played baseball here. You played baseball for Dick. Just tell us what this day means to you as a former player.
Well, I followed this the transformation of this field on Facebook through you, Bart, and it's just having played for Dick. It's like just a beautiful thing what we have going here in Madison. I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Oh. Well, and there's so many great places to watch the game from. You know, it used to be just a duck blind and kind of a little bit of the upper deck area here, but now we still have the upper deck. We have a beautiful plaza down below. We still have the duck blind. We just got some cement poured down the left field line for some bleachers, and it's just a great place to go. There's a three straight strikes to Jacob Motz for the second out of the inning for Brandon Bornhorst from the mound, too, and Pellet Springs up Tyler Ottoman. So, yeah, continue on.
It's kind of like the Target Field of the West, where you can kind of go around and watch from different angles and perspectives, and what a beautiful...
It's funny when you mention that. So these lights were erected in 1950. Jay Katzenmeyer and his crew helped put them up. And there was what I was told was they were the first lights that were west of the Mississippi River.
I've heard that as well.
And so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So one strike to
forefathers had a kind of vision of what baseball is going to be like, and now it's here too.
And we had a couple of different storms that blew down towers, and of course nothing like the derecho in May. There's a high fly ball, should be an easy can of corn for Landon Sherm out there. So
that was a quick three.
We're just going to stay right here during this because the game is going so fast, and I've got some guests up here. So we're not going to go to a commercial break. I think you'll be all right with that. So,
boy, this is a fast game. We're at 6.5 innings.
Well, so Brandon Bornhorst last year threw a game. It took an hour and 10 minutes, a 9-inning game. So he works fast. He usually throws
strikes
out. So, yeah. So
one of the young boys is staying down there. It's not going to be a long game.
Definitely not. So we had a big celebration going here one night, and there's some other activities going on, and by the time the people got here, 8:30 is like it was the ninth inning. Everyone like, what's going on? So yeah, you both played here. You got to play on this field. You're talking about those dugouts, and some other things. I remember when I first came, there was no fence down the sidelines, so when we hosted tournaments, we had to put all those corn cribbing fences or those plastic fences up temporarily. And the old scoreboard, who remembers what the old scoreboard was like over there?
The pin numbers, you'd have to go in between innings and put up the numbers.
Yep. The kids would sit up there, they had a little ladder, there's a legend sit out, and they put up these little tin numbers, for the outs, the runs, and everything. And that's changed now. So we've just had so many great sponsors down here that allowed us to do that.
It shows the sense of community and pride we have out here in Madison baseball. I brought a group of junior legion kids.
So I saw you all early this morning when we came to town.
Well, we had rain trauma at 4:30, did not know. So this was the first time that home plate was not covered with a tarp, and came down here at 4:30. And by then it was too late. There was already a pool. So I was down here at 6, W. B. Oregon, to give a shout out to him. Him and I were raking and filling and scooping for 2.5 hours to get it, and it looks like it's pretty decent. But continue on, Stevie. Sorry to interrupt
you. No, that's fine. We just brought a group of 15 and 16-year-old boys from Annandale to come play, and the parents who came with were just amazed as they rolled into town and saw the ball field and wondering, when can we come back and how do we get one of these?
And here's the answer of how. You have to have a lot of great baseball people in your town. So when we decided, it was on our 5-year plan to rebuild the grandstand and all this other stuff. Well, because of the storm, we didn't have lights. We couldn't use the grandstand anymore. The batting cage was down. Then it was go time. And so it took us about 6 weeks. We went and asked individuals and businesses. And there's a long fly ball from Kells, but that hot, humid air is just going to hold it up. The wind blowing in, fly ball to left field for the first time. So anyways, it took us about 6 weeks, and we already had over $300,000 committed just from area businesses and people. So
and
it was pretty amazing.
Who financially probably can't or willing for time or they're
And everyone was giving something. So Matt Munson up to bat now. He's officially 1-for-1, single his second time up, got hit by a pitch and scored his first time up.
The Mallards and Mallards returned.
That is a darn good question. So Brian Fernholz would know that one. He's sitting next to us. Him and Matt Munson and Darby Bjorgan were instrumental in getting that. So they're going to try to find that answer out. So they were just going like, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we got the Mallards going again? And here's a little bit of a trivia of it's one ball and no strikes to Munson. So the very first time I ever came to Madison, and many of you know this story, was for a 4th of July game. Madison was looking for a team. So Morris came down. There's a fly ball. That is going deep. It's over. He could not find that. That's going to drop in for a double. He might be going to third. Munson is lagging it. He's rumbling. He's bumbling. He's stumbling. And that is a triple. Oh, my gosh. He takes his helmet off. Kyle Sachs is giving him CPR. A triple for Matt Munson. Hey, he led the team or was tied for the team in triples last year with two, so it should not be a surprise that he got a triple. But so anyway, so we came here for a 4th of July game, and I'm going like, this is cool. And they had fireworks. They've given out watermelon and sundrop. And 2 weeks later, one of my teammates said, hey, they got a fifth-grade job opened up in Madison. I go, no way. So I applied, got an interview, and got the job. I've been here ever since, and I'm glad.
I remember you coming to Madison, and I helped you load some of your books.
Yes, in my classroom.
Put them on the shelves.
Yeah.
Was that about 89?
I came in the fall of 89, correct, yep. So I had a long stash and kind of a mullet, and
you look like
pretty cool.
That's back now.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the trend, the mullet and the stashes.
Yeah, one ball, one strike to Blake Wolfschlager. He's walked once and struck out once. One out with Munson on third. Excellent opportunity to add to this 4-0 lead. Just a great time here talking with Kim Rosendahl, Stevie Newman, reminiscing. I got Troy Surgeon. I don't know if he's listening today, Kim, but he was Facebooking me and messaging me saying, you know, say hi to Dick for me. And we're going back and forth telling stories when he used to coach Legion Ball.
Yeah.
So
1993.
That's a while ago. So
you were, Steve, maybe
still
was
a bat boy.
Down ball to shortstop, chips the runner, throws it over, and gets the second out of the inning, 6-3 put out. Did a nice job out there of checking a runner.
Is this a no-hitter we got going on?
We're not supposed to say anything.
Talk about that.
Yeah. Boy.
I thought it's just the team that couldn't.
Well, yeah, that's true. So, well,
just
it's a cat out of the bag.
They can't hear that.
So Avery Whitnable is now batting for Caden Fernholz.
I do like the baby blues. Play.
Yeah, they do look in
sharp.
The old Dragon uniforms were baby, or powder blue, whatever you're calling. So this is Avery Whitnable's first at-bat.
For the Lacaparo Valley, the wrestling thing for Baby Blue with the red M in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. And the old baseball uniforms were Baby Blue and they had that red M. In fact, there was someone working at the Sticks Bar last night that had one of those.
Oh, wow.
His grandma found it up in the bowels of the elementary school.
With red.
Yeah, it was the powder blue with the red M.
Yep.
Here comes pitch to. There's a shot to the shortstop, played him. Going to throw it over. Off the bottom. But Damian Plotsky did a nice job on the tag there for the third out. So they stranded Munson at third base after that one-out triple. And we're going to head to the top of the seventh inning. Our score remains 4-0 Madison. We'll be back after a message from these fine sponsors.
Hey, Mike, are you in ordering your soybeans for next spring?
Yeah, it's that time.
I suppose you're going to have them inoculated again.
Nope, not this year.
What? You always use an inoculant.
This year I'm using a brand new technology, Vault HP.
Vault HP?
Yep. Vault HP is a new multi-component growth promoter for soybeans.
What's that mean?
Well, the Vault HP system contains a patented biological growth promoting component for faster root and plant growth and more nitrogen-fixing nodules. You can actually see the difference it makes. And this technology is designed to work in just about any field.
This Vault HP sounds pretty impressive.
Vault HP also has a biological fungicide component to extend disease suppression and the highest rhizobia counts and lowest application rate.
Wow. And I suppose that all means more yield potential?
You got it.
Okay. You sold me. I'm going to supercharge my soybeans with this new Vault HP growth promoter system.
Get ready to see the difference next spring.
Start fresher and finish better. Ask your seed dealer or treater about new Vault HP from Becker Underwood.
All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. This is Dick Newman Day. I've got Stevie Newman up here, Kim Rosendahl, former baseball players in the Madison area, and we're just reminiscing about days playing ball here and different features at the field. And we're talking about the old press box. It was just a small, tiny little wooden press box and a wooden ladder that you had to get up there, and I think we lost our scorekeeper. I don't know where he went.
He's back.
Maybe he had to go to the bathroom. Oh, here he comes now. All right, so that ball was off the glove by third baseman. I didn't really see what happened there. I don't know if it was...
I'd get that one a hit.
Okay.
No, I knew it. No, went right between his legs.
Okay, so he's going to reach on an air. Brandon Hill now is playing third base. Munson is still at first. Avery Whitney will win out to right field, and I think the rest of the position is the same. So we've got Nate Strong, the shortstop, is up to bat now, officially 0-for-2. Two grounds out to the shortstop. There's the first hit, and it's going to drop in there. And they almost got him on. Yeah, that would have been nice to see. Avery Whitnable kept running up on it. Just a kind of a flare over the second baseman's head. Yeah, Dylan Geiser is at second base now. And so that is the first official hit of the game for Rosen. And we're going to blame that on Kim Rosendahl. He jinxed it last time. He said, hey, is he throwing a no-hitter? What the heck?
Broke the unwritten rule of
baseball. He did. We all try to knock on wood, but I think this is more like a laminate or something. Yeah. So it might be, there's a ground ball up to the shortstop. Hamlin, he's going to touch second base. Probably a good play. I don't know if he would have been able to turn a double play anyways and maybe get for sure the lead out. So
nice job by the pitcher of getting the home base because the catcher actually followed the play down to first base.
Yes. That's and being a catcher, you know the importance of backing up those throws, especially with a runner in scoring position. And Matt Enger is a longtime catcher, does a great job. And we've got quite a crowd up here. It's filling up. We've got some more alumni coming.
Before I do want to thank you, Bart, for all the everything you did for today and leading up to today.
Well, it's my pleasure. He's a good guy and is a great mentor. And, you know, I lost my father when I was 19 years old, and so Dick's been like that father figure here to me and given me a lot of advice over the years. And a lot of times I didn't listen to him. I was pretty dumb when I first came here, but he's just
stubborn,
a great person.
You know.
Or stubborn, So
you're very important to our family, too, and just thank you for
more wisdom.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Stevie. You can give those headsets to your brother to see if Mike will come on here. So we've got runners on first and third, one out here. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Madison leading 4-0. Here comes a pitch, swing and a miss. And that is strike three. Nice job there by Bornhorst getting that strikeout. So we got Mike Newman up to bat now with two outs. Mike Newman not up to bat. We got Colin Rosendahl. Mike's over there. I thought he was going to join me. I just saw this big hulking figure next to me, so I just assumed it was Mike. But anyways, it's Colin Rosendahl. So tell us what you're doing these days.
Oh, recently retired. This summer I had the luxury, or I have the luxury, of working at Kim's Speed and Agility Camp.
Oh, awesome.
That he puts on in the summer. We have about 125 athletes, middle school and high school, and teaching them to be athletic, teaching them to helping them grow in their ability to compete in athletics. And it's been really neat to see, not being in a career where you see that development, to be able to experience that this summer. So, and then after that, we'll figure out what we do.
All right, awesome. Jay Sigler up for Rosen. He's 0-for-2 on the day. 2-1 count now to him with runners on here. Big moment for Brandon Bornhorst with two outs, a 2-2 count here. And you got talked into wrestling.
I did.
Your senior year by, I believe it was Dick?
It was Dick Newman. I was talking with him earlier, and I was sharing that, you know, I never really had you as a baseball coach, but he was highly...
That hit that batter to load up the bases.
But he was highly influential in my, he talked to me about, hey, you're a football player, you're going to be playing football in college probably. There's a lot of value in wrestling and the body control you learn from that and the fitness and everything else. And so I participated in that, and if I wouldn't have looked at the clock with 3 seconds left, I would have made it to state. But
you peaked. It's kind of like your brother. He mentioned the no-hitter on the radio, and then they get a hit.
Right. No, don't tell Mr. Bornhorst about this.
Exactly.
I was up by 1 point. I looked at the clock to see if the game was almost over, and I proceeded to get taken down and lose by 1 point in mid-state.
Oh, man.
So,
that's awful. We're taking a look at Jay Sigler out there. He got hit in the elbow. And I don't know if Rosen even has a runner or a bench player. Oh, they do now. Okay,
yeah,
Evan Kraft's going to come in. And he's dealing with some health issues of his own, too. So
hit him in the ulnar nerve, most likely.
My mother's name was Elna. She had some kind of nerve, some kind of stuff, but no.
To put up with all you boys.
Exactly, yeah, you had to have lots of nerves. Nerves of steel, I think. So we got it. Yeah, so Evan Kraft is running at first base now. We got bases loaded, two outs. We're in the top of the seventh inning. I'm with Kim and Colin Rosendahl. We're just talking about Colin's days as a wrestler. And I coached with Dick and Mike Bredig, and like I said, they were both great mentors to me. They just did an awesome job, awesome program. First strike to Kyle Sachs. He's 0 for 2 in the day as a strike. And like I said, big here moment. We got Mike Newman on the mics now, too. Mike on the mic.
Mike on the mic.
Bases loaded here. These are places where you thrived. Bases loaded, you're up to bat, you're going like, there's just a lot of RBIs out there.
Bart, man. I loved it. For 28 years, I loved it and lived it. And now it's weird sitting up here watching it, but I cannot believe.
So you don't play anything, there's no over 35, 50, or 60,
no,
I don't know.
Last 60 pounds or age?
There's a pop-up. Hopefully Omlin's got that. He's camped underneath that shortstop, and that's the final out, third out here of the inning. So we're going to head to the bottom of the seventh inning with Madison still leaving 4-0. But we're going to have Mike stay with us, and we'll come back after these messages, and we'll interview more with Mike Newman, one of Dick's sons, after these messages from our great sponsors.
Matson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Matson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Matson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Matson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Matson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. A beautiful day. This is Dragon Fest weekend. Got Mike Newman up here talking. He's Dick's son and baseball player, and found out that he does not play baseball anymore. But if you're once a baseball player, always a baseball player. And I got to tell you, this is a proud Bart moment. So when Rosen was having their tournament, they didn't have enough players because it was the rodeo. We got Landon Sherman leading off for the Mallards. So Brandon had asked me if I would fill in if they were short. And I'm going, Brandon, I'm 55 years old. Put on a uniform. I hadn't played since I was 42 probably. Well, they were short, so they gave me a uniform. He batted me second behind Brandon. He led off for the game with a single. And at the age of 55, I doubled him home.
Ah.
That is like the greatest feeling in the world. And he goes, see, you still got it.
And he hung up the spikes after that game.
All right. Well, no, then they kept me on the team, and then I got to hit the next time up. But that was it. And then
this guy's really good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so that was for Rosen, and so that was a pretty cool moment. Sherm just popped up that one, but it did catch part of the netting, so... We're in the top of the seventh inning here. Yeah, so baseball is just, it's a life thing. Not everyone can do it. It's not like you're 75 years old and you can go out and golf and get a hole in one. It's really hard to hit in the game of baseball. Well,
it is.
More so for me than you.
Well, I put a lot of work into it, and you know, it's great having my dad honored today, but I'll tell you, I never said no when he said, Mike, let's go work on the field, and your reward is not going to be $10, not going to be $5, it's going to be BP. And
yeah.
I lived that life
yep.
for a long time, and just like anything, you got to practice.
There's a shot from yes, right over the...
I thought he had that.
Right over the shortstop's head for a single. The speedy Sherm is on, Brandon Hill coming up. Yeah, And I remember, too, and I think you guys used to take batting practice in the basement. Did you have a tee or something down there?
Well, so, you know, nowadays these kids got all sorts of equipment and things. When I really progressed in baseball, it was because Dad bought me a bucket of rice and a 34-inch lead pipe.
What?
And some weights and a tire tube for my arm.
Okay.
And the fastest, because of that tire tube working on my right arm, the fastest I ever threw across the infield was 91.
Wow.
In a workout camp in 99 in Chicago. And it, you know, all these things, you think you need all these special things, but you got to be committed to it.
Yeah.
You got to want it. You got to
put in the work.
Yep, absolutely. And you can't get good if you don't put in the work. So yeah. it's a beautiful game, that's for sure.
Well, there goes Sherm. Yeah. I've thrown out in the years I've watched, right. I'm sure he has. He is, so you get the stolen base, and it's pretty common knowledge that when they play Madison, when when Landon Sherm is on first base, he's going to steal either the first or second pitch. So that was a strike to Brandon Hill. He's officially 1-for-3, had that two-run double. But now he's in scoring position. So now as a hitter, and you're in this situation, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm obviously looking for something to hit, and most importantly, something maybe on the outside of the plate to drive to the right center field gap. As a right-handed hitter, if you're on, you're driving that ball to right center, especially with a guy in scoring position. And a walk is fine here. If obviously a hitter wants a hit, but a walk is fine here. But something the other way to advance the runner, especially with anybody out. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And it's situations, right? That's the game of baseball, just like life.
No. There's a low and away pitch. Two balls, one strike. I got to give a shout out to Paul Ramo. Normally he'd be doing these games, and he does a lot of the broadcasts, but he's got the Ramo Cup, so all the Ramos are out there golfing, and he said they're listening. They're probably sweating, but I'm guessing they might have a beverage or two to help hydrate, like the fans here at Madison Memorial Field.
Yeah, they don't mess around with that.
There's a shot by Brandon Hill going out to left center gap. Oh, he's going to track it down. Where that just held up enough for him. It looked like you got enough of it to get to the fence, but it didn't. So
a good piece, though. Those Ramos, they do it up in that cup. I see some of those pictures. You know, thank goodness for Facebook and social media. You can follow people, and I see those get-togethers. I'm like, dang, that's impressive.
Yeah, they just have a great time, and they rotate it. Every year they go to a different family's community and find a golf course that they can golf at, so it's pretty cool.
I love it.
So now we got Matt Enger up to bat. He is officially 0-for-1. He sacrificed RBI his second time up, got hit by a pitch his third time up, flew out his first time up. So now he's got a chance with one out to drive in a run. And Matt Enger, you don't normally see him have a lot of power. He's not going to come up with doubles and home runs, but he's been one of the most consistent hitters, just putting the bat on the ball. He's a tough out.
That's a good thing as a hitter. Put the fear in the pitcher, right?
There you go. There's a shot up the middle, and of course, there he is. Another hit.
Oh, yeah.
Sherm's going to go.
Oh, man, no chance.
Yeah, there's just no chance. An RBI single. And that's just prototypical Matt courtesy runner, Dylan Kuiming. He just won't hit it hard, but he always puts the bat on the ball, and with a speedy guy out there, gets it over through the infield, it's an RBI.
I never understood speed. why run hard when you can hit it over the fence? I get the second. If I get a third, my teammates are really excited for me.
Got Carter Hatwin batting now. He's officially 0-for-2. He had a sacrifice fly RBI his last time up. But now we've got Madison leading 5-0 now. We've got to get that score up there, Brody. 5-0. There's a stolen base by Kuiming. He's also fast. And he's in safely with a stolen base, courtesy runner for Matt Enger. So we got one more, Brody. Update the scoreboard. There you go. Thank Brody Wolfschlager for coming up here helping us with the scoreboard. And I taught Brody, and he was probably the best speller I ever seen in my life. He just never got any words wrong. And I had to come up with the craziest words ever to try to throw him off. I couldn't. He's just a spelling machine.
That's awesome.
So runner at second with one out. Here is the pitch to Carter Hamlin. That is a ball. One ball, one strike to Hamlin. In top of the seventh inning. I'm talking with Mike Newman. We're telling Dick Newman stories, talking about baseball. And, you know, you got to play beyond high school and college. Tell us what you did after you got out of college.
Yeah, so college was great. Oh, get through there. Oh,
nice play by Kyle Sachs. And an even nicer throw. Wow. So Kyle Sachs ranged to his left, dove in the grass, got up and threw it across the diamond. Damon Polotsky picked it up off a one hopper. And they got the runner there for the second out.
Yeah, I had a good college career at South Dakota State, and then tried the independent league, sat through the draft, all that fun stuff, but had a really fun experience with Mike Kingery, who played for the Rockies. If the strike went to happen in 1994, Mike Kingery would have been the NL batting championship, and I spent a couple summers with him, and that was, I still got notebooks, and that was my thing. Like, I was such a student of the game, and I just worked hard at it, but Mike Kingery opened up a realm of opportunity for me, and I spent three summers kind of on my own in Washington State, Illinois, Indiana. Unfortunately, got released and said that's enough, but it was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. You know, I played a lot of amateur ball, started with Cyrus, we were trying to list all the teams. I went to Morris, I played for Appleton, I played for Boyd, I played for Canby, I played for Rosen, I played for Madison. I don't know if I'm missing any. I don't know. It's quite a bit. Dylan Lilliard up to bat. Now there's a wild pitch going to get by, and Kondik is going to come in and score easy. And now the Mallards are up 6-0 there on that wild pitch.
So I've never seen a lot of emotion out of my dad. Obviously, today we saw a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
But in 1998, a really fun story when I went out trying to play at the next level, ended up signing with the Tri-City County, Pasco, Washington, the Tri-City Posse. And Daryl Thomas was our head coach. He played 15 years or so with the Padres, and I asked him if my dad could come in when I signed the contract. That was probably one of the only times I ever saw any emotion.
Oh, that's so cool. Three balls, one strike to Lilliard here, two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Yeah, he just, like I was telling Stevie earlier, he was just a great mentor to me when I first came.
Absolutely.
You know, I'd lost my dad, and when I was only like 19 years old, so it was just, it was tough. And he was just a great person, and of course he has the same love of teaching and baseball as I do, so it made it easy friendship.
Yeah, it's not just a sport, is it?
It's not.
It's a lifestyle.
It is.
It brings and keeps people together.
That's right.
I love those stories.
Yeah. We got a full count here to Dylan Lilliard.
There's
a hard ground ball to Sachs, fields it cleanly, a throw across, and gets Lilliard for the third out of the inning. So, but Madison does come up with and so now we head to the top of the eighth inning, and they are leading 6-0. We'll be back after the messages from these great sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Madison Memorial Field. We are in Line of Ducks baseball action. The game is great, 6-0 Madison. If you're a Madison fan here, Brandon Bornhorst on the mound. He's in his eighth inning of work, doing a fantastic job. He's given up just one hit, and I believe just three base runners have reached base. And the first pitch to Plotsky is a strike up here. And I'm up here talking with Mike Newman, Dick's son. Stevie was up here. Denise was up here. And I doubt we could get your mother up here, but it's just a family affair. And we've been telling stories about Dick and growing up and playing baseball. And there's a foul ball down the first base line. But, it's just something that, your mother or your mother would know, and your family knows that when you're a baseball guy, especially if you're a head coach or something, it's just a lot of hours at the ballpark.
Yeah.
I always kid, there's a little foul ball. I always kid people, if you want to know where I'm at, if I'm not at home, just drive by the ballpark because I'm probably out here doing something.
So. Yeah, and that was, especially Steve and I, that's all we did. I think at one point we had lines around this ball field from picking up balls and getting our laps in.
That's awesome. There's another foul ball off to the right. Damon Plotsky called off two strike pitches, trying to keep his at-bat alive. He's officially 0-for-2 on the day. Brandon Bornhorst, I got to check it out. I know he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 strikeouts on the day and just the one hit.
Throwing strikes.
Yeah,
throwing
he works
strikes.
Fast.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't know if you were on the radio when we were talking about one game last year when an hour and 10 minutes, a 9-inning amateur game. So Wow. That is fast.
And he was on the mound.
He was on the mound, so you can hardly get your bucket of beer drink.
Yeah.
And there's a strikeout from Pulaski.
Well, as an infielder, outfielder, especially a catcher, if you got a pitcher throwing strikes, you're pretty pleased.
Yeah. We got Wyatt Halverson is playing first base now, and we mentioned Dylan Geiser is at second. I think that's only other changes now. So Bornar still pitching to Jacob Motz, the right fielder, number eight hitter. And you played for Rosen. So
yep.
Talk about your Rosen days. When was that? And you guys went to state, correct?
Oh, man, that was the mid to late 90s, and those were some fun days with the Rademacher boys and Tom. And we just played hard, and we really had a lot of fun together as a team.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what it takes, right? I mean, talent's one thing, but if you mesh with your teammates, you're going to go a lot further, as I'm sure you know from the high school days. I mean,
you just know that when you talk to winning teams, if they win a championship of some sort, they just say, we all get along so well together, and that's so huge. So Tyler Ottoman, the number 9 hitter, the player manager, is batting now for Rosen. He's officially 0-for-2 on the day as well. So strike there.
Yeah, we didn't have I didn't have an option from the Mallards, because the Mallards
weren't
in existence at the time. So I think Tom Rademacher really appreciated that.
Yeah,
we had some really good years, and we put Rosen on the map during those times.
Yeah.
We just had solid defense, good pitching, and solid hitting.
Well, and for me, as a head coach for 27 years, that's a foul ball. And, you know, all of the Madison players are Black Pearl, graduates. Probably 90%, 80% of the Appleton team is Black Pearl graduates.
Right.
And now there's just a smattering of players left in Rosen, but they're Black Pearl graduates. And it's pretty thrilling for me to see all the kids still playing. There's a nice play by the third baseman, Brandon Hill, to throw out Ottoman for the third out. So we're heading to the bottom of the eighth inning. Our score is still Madison 6 and Rosen nothing. And so they're still doing the trivia questions, but we'll be back after these messages from our great sponsors.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
I just had to laugh. Welcome back, everyone. Bart Hill, Mike Newman. I hear down at Madison Memorial Field, Damon Pulaski is now pitching for Rosen. But a good friend of mine, Troy Sargent, he just texted me, said, Mike Newman taught me that an L screen is really important. He must have been pitching to you. I think that's when he got drilled in the shin and had a subdermal hematoma in his shin.
Awesome.
So,
obviously, Troy's listening, and I hope you're doing well, buddy. Those were some fun days, and, man, as all of us, as we age, you need to reflect on that, and that's the beauty of baseball, is still being surrounded by the people that love the game as much as we did.
Okay. Yeah, it is just, and there's another guy, he was one of my assistant coaches, and, he spent a lot of time down here raking the field. In fact, he came back to visit to watch Brandon play in an amateur game, and I was working on the field, and he was staying over at our place, and I said, hey, you got to come down and help me. I got to get some work to do down here, and so I put him to work and put a rake in his hand, and some kind of host I am, put your guest to work. But Dylan Geiser,
he probably loved it, though. under his breath.
It was kind of hot. It was kind of a day like today, so I probably had to maybe bring him over to Bellingham for a stump lifter, so I don't know. But anyways, so that was Dylan Geiser. He was batting for Kells in that position, the seven position. He got hit by a pitch, and now we've got Wyatt Halverson is up to bat. He's batting for Munson at first base, so his first pitch is fouled off. But, there's so many great memories. There's so many great stories. I was fortunate to play at Morris. We went to five state tournaments. And unfortunately, the year we won the state championship game, I had my first knee injury that I had to have knee surgery. So my replacement, I think he ended up being on the All-State team, but I was there, but it was hard to watch when you knew you could have been playing,
yeah.
And then they won a state championship. But, yeah, just a lot of great memories.
Absolutely.
All right, Plotsky is throwing now. He was having a little bit of arm issues. He's been one of the mainstays, throwing a lot for Rosen over the years, and he's another one of those pitchers like Brandon Bornhorst. He just seems to throw a lot of strikes, and so we'll see what he's got today. I have not seen him yet pitch yet this year, but I don't, you know, follow the Rosen team like they do. So 6-0 here. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. There's a pop-up, I guess. Third baseman should have plenty of room. Evan Kraft over there makes an easy catch.
I remember there used to be a nice little dip on that side of the third base. It looked like it.
Everyone did.
Anymore.
Well, here's a fun fact that was not
ankle
so
roller.
Fun for me. We got Dylan Kiming is batting. When I first came, they used to play softball on the infield. Who does that? That's sacrilegious. And
absolutely
there was just a big
is.
Depression over by third, over by first. And it took me years to get rid of that fact. Finally, we had to resod the whole thing, and then we ended up getting rid of it. For the most part, it's gone, but yeah. So
the field looks amazing.
Well, thanks.
It wasn't this way back in the 90s.
Yeah.
That outfield, if you were playing in the outfield, you didn't know if that ball was going to kick left, right, or above your head.
Yeah, well, we've got irrigation, the whole thing, you know, and the city's been helping us out. So, yeah, there's a curveball strike. 0-2 now to Dylan Kiming in place of Blake Wollischlager in a designated hitter spot. So Dylan Geiser on first base. We got Avery Whitnabel on deck. Bottom of the eighth inning, if you're just joining us. 6-0, the Mallards are ahead of Rosen. It's Land of Duck baseball action. And it's official Dick Newman Day, proclamated by Mayor Greg Thole, and he's got a wall hanging. There's a wild pitch that will get Geiser down to second base.
I don't know if we have any more room in my parents' basement for any more photographs of baseball. I had a buddy that came up the other day because I picked my daughter and his daughter up from camp in Frazee, Minnesota, and he's from the cities, and he's like, I didn't even know Madison, Minnesota existed. And then Dad took him on the tour for the baseball field, went by the Lutefisk, and then went through our base, and he was like, holy cow, you guys love your baseball.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
Well, he didn't foul that off. It was a swing and a miss for strike three.
Got him.
Got by the catcher, and then he had to throw him out at first base, so 2-3 put out on the K for the second out. So we got two outs now. The runner advances. Geiser goes to third base, and Avery Whitnabel now. He's officially 0-for-1 on the day. Left-handed hitter, also left-handed thrower. And if he should get on, we've got, looks like Tyler Earp is going to go into the game. And
ooh, big cut.
There's a swing and a miss. Yeah, there's just been so many changes to this ballpark. It's kind of fun to think about all this stuff. We were talking about the old tin numbers that you had to put up in the scoreboard,
right,
and a tiny little press box, that little wooden ladder you had to pull down. And
you don't even, you kind of almost don't recognize it anymore.
Yeah, it really has changed. And, you know, after that storm, it kind of exasperated the fact that we needed to do something. And we just talked about all the great sponsors. We got one right next to us, Brian Fernholz, who's a major contributor. And his love of baseball, you know, he's still helping out. His son is playing. His son plays baseball. He's got two sons that play baseball. And managing the Legion team, so it's just another family affair, as you know.
Yeah, I've raised one daughter, and I have two other kids in Sioux Falls, and we love the community, but, boy, it's a big town. And I come back home, and I'm like, man, if I could do it all over again, the small town living, there's really not much bad to say about it.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, I came on a whim on a 4th of July baseball game, and 2 weeks later I got a job interview and got the job and never left, and it's just been a great place. You know, I was fortunate I got to coach my son. You know, he played on the high school team, and so, you know, those things you don't always get to do in a larger community. There's a swing and a miss for Avery Whitnabel. So that's the third out of the inning. Madison leaves one runner on base. We're going to head to the ninth inning. Our score is 6-0. Thank you very much, Mike. Enjoy the rest of your day with your family and friends down there.
Thanks, Bart.
You got an awesome dad, and I'm glad we get to celebrate it, and he gets to be a big part of this day.
Yeah, he's a good man. Thanks, sir.
All right, we'll be back after these messages.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufte Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufte Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufte's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufte Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hard work athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
All right, we welcome back everyone, Madison Memorial Field. I think Avery Whitnable is out in left field now. And we've got a pitching change. Brandon Hill is in to pitch, and not as big as Dick Newman, but Darby Bjorgan. We've got a Darby sighting over here. He is catching now for the Mallards, and he is catching Brandon Hill. We get to the top of the ninth inning. If you're just joining us, Madison has had 6-0. Brandon Bornhorst threw 8 unbelievably great innings, gave up just 1 hit and no runs. Threw a shutout through 8 innings, and Madison is ahead 6-0, and now it's up to Brandon Hill to finish the job to see if he can get the 3 outs to get the win for the Mallards here on Dick Newman Day. First pitch is a ball. Top of the order, Drew Boots is up. He's officially 0-3. You did reach on an error his last time up, but 0-3 for the second baseman, Drew Boots. That pitch is a little bit wild, so you got 2 balls or... So it's 2 balls, no strikes. 2 balls, 1 strike to the leadoff hitter for Rosen, Drew Boots. That pitch is ball 4, so it's 3-0, excuse me. And the first batter walks off Brandon Hill and brings up Nate Strong, the shortstop. He's grounded out to the shortstop all 3 times. Well, no, I take that back. He's grounded out to the shortstop twice, and then he got thrown out at second base on a fielder's choice when they flipped it to second base from the shortstop. So officially 1-for-3 on the day. For Nate Strong, it's a pitch strike in there. Just been great. If you're joining us, we've had a lot of guests up. We had Dick up here, Dale Bannerman, Denise Newman, Stevie Newman, Mike Newman up here. We had the Rosendahl brothers. There's a little hopper, 2-hopper to Wyatt Alverson. He picked it up and has to sprint to first base to get the fleet-footed Nate Strong for the first out. That's 3 unassisted for the first out in the ninth inning. Madison leading 6-0. All kinds of action going on. We've got Dragon Fest. We've got the fireworks still on tonight for 10 o'clock. Cargill has got that area prepped and ready to go so they can light off the fireworks. There's a street dance. There's all kinds of activities going on around the community of Madison on these Dragon Fest celebrations. That pitch is high. Ball 1 to Devin Boots. He's 0-3 on the day. Batting. The runner on second base, we've got, here's the pitch from Hill. That is a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. It could be, if it's not Avery. That's the only lefties we have on the team. So there's a strike. We've got 1 ball, 2 strikes. Yes, Tyler Earp, thank you. Brian Fernholz is the PA announcer. We've got Matt Arndt is in right field. Avery is in left field, and Tyler Earp's in center field. There's a foul ball. I think, did that go over? I believe it did, and they're still giving out foul balls. $1, thanks to Anger Farms, I believe. I've got a wasp in here. All kinds of bugs flying around in here. Here comes a pitch, and that's a swing and a miss and a strikeout for out number 2. Now it's out number 2. So, at 2 down now. So Rosen is down to their final out, Liam MacArthur. He's 0-3 on the day. Struck out twice. Popped up to the third baseman. There comes a pitch from Hill. That ball is a little bit low. Not put it a little bit away from Matt Anger, but not far enough away for the runner Boots to get down to third base. So again, a big Atlanta Ducks League game for Madison. Then they head to Mineota a week from tomorrow. There's a swing and a miss for their final game in hopes of getting into that top 4 that would receive a bye. 1 ball and 1 strike now to MacArthur from Hill on the mound. We are in the top of the 9th. Before we go off the air here, that tomorrow at 2 o'clock is the Legends, the alumni game. Former Madison Mallard players, including Dave Amundsen, are going to be down here at 2 o'clock sweating it out, playing and reliving a little bit of that glory, the glory days, playing baseball one more time. So 2 o'clock, if you're not doing anything, come on down to the ballpark and watch that game here at Madison Memorial Field. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and that's a strike. Full count now to Liam MacArthur, down to their last strike here with 2 outs, a runner on. Top of the 9th inning, Madison leading 6-0. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch from Hill, and there is high ball 4. So they've got a little bit of a rally going on here. Brian Fernald, the PA announcer, just announced that Jeannie Newman is going to be the fan of the game, and she will win a bucket of beverages, which, according to Mike, she does not drink that, so I'm guessing Mike and Stevie will probably share in the bucket of beers. So now we have 2 on, 2 out. Defense is playing back. Jay Sigler is up to bat. He's officially 0 for 2 and got hit by a pitch. There's a pitch by Brandon Hill. That is a strike. No balls. 1 strike. Getting a lot of stuff going on tonight. Fireworks at 10. You got the Legends alumni game at 2 tomorrow. And there's another strike. 2 strikes now. Jay Sigler. Oh, this is Evan Kraft. My mistake. Evan Kraft went in for him. He got hit by a pitch. This is Evan Kraft. That ball's a little bit outside. Longtime player. Maybe the best fielding second baseman I've had a pleasure of coaching. He could get to a fly ball, ground ball, anywhere. Here comes the pitch. That's a little bit high. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Evan Kraft. His brother Preston is on the team. He's not here today. And the Kraft family is just another great baseball family. There are so many. There's a ground ball going to the shortstop, Carter Amlin. He's going to pick it up, throw it over to first for the final out. That is the 3rd out of the game, and your final score is Madison 6, Rosen 0. We'll take about a 3-4 minute commercial break, and we'll come back with our Neon Needles and post-game show, and have our Subway Player of the Game and our Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. So we'll be back after these messages, after about 3 or 4 minutes.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigs and Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
I can hear you. All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. Final line scores in the game. Madison winning that game 6-0. For Rosen, no runs, one hit. They had one error. And for Madison, 6 runs, 6 hits, and one error. Starting pitcher who is with me today, Brandon Bornhorst, picked up the win through 8 innings, gave up just 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts. And Brandon, you're going to be our Subway Player of the Game. This is your Neon Needles post-game show, and congratulations. What was working today? I mean,
Same thing that's been working every time I pitch. I just try to hit my spots, fastball, curveball, threw a few change-ups here and there. I actually got through a few 3-ball counts there. I'm not usually doing that, but I don't think I walked anyone. And
you did not.
I think I only threw about 80 pitches, give or take 5, but
yeah.
No, that's just got to keep throwing strikes, hit your spots, trust your defense.
Well, in the 5th inning, you had both the number 6 hitter and number 7 hitter were 3-0 counts, and you came back and you got both of them out. So, you know, and that's kind of like your style. You don't get rattled when it's 3-0.
No. I mean, if a base runner gets on to you, just got to get the next guy. Hopefully your defense can turn it behind you. And just hopefully your offense can score some runs, and they did tonight, so, or today.
Yeah, you get 6 runs. It's feeling pretty comfortable for you, you know, the way you pitch and stuff like that. That's like having a 3-touchdown lead in football.
Well, as you know, Bart, there's been a lot of games. It's been a 2-1 game or a 1-0 game in my career here, or through high school, through Legion,
yeah.
Town ball, but it's nice to get more than couple runs a game. But
absolute Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, and that was that ball that you stuck out your foot, it bounced off your heel, ricocheted over to Evan at third base.
Yeah, it bounced off the bottom of my foot right in the middle. I told the guys at the end of the dugout, I said, usually I don't do stuff like that, but I knew it was going up the middle, and I knew I kind of still hadn't given up a hit or a walk or anything, so I knew there was still kind of a chance for a no-hitter, a perfect game in that situation. So I'm like, I'll stick my leg out there and see what happens. But no, luckily it hit the bottom of my foot. My cleats are kind of worn down, so it just kind of connected. Good thing Kells was playing up.
Yeah, that was just, I missed the very first part when it bounced off your foot, because I was talking to our guests up here and stuff, and we were talking about different things, and all of a sudden I saw Evan come over and make that catch. And then between innings, they told me, it's like, yeah, it went off your heel of your foot. You
yeah, and
it was
hit fairly well, too, up the middle. I mean, I don't know what it would have hit behind me up if it would have bounced off the mound or if my infielders were up the middle. But I just took the chance, stuck my leg out. I'm glad I hit the bottom of my foot and not, like, my thigh or my butt or anything like that. But
oh, that was awesome. So it's Dragon Fest weekend, you know, and we had to move the game up a little bit, but you know what a great way to honor Dick Newman, all of his years of service, and then we even got him a win, and he's down there having fun with family and friends, and it's just a great day all around.
Yeah, I mean it was supposed to be hot. I knew it would be hot, but I actually didn't get too hot out on the field today. I don't know if I just sweat too much or what, but...
You're only out there for like an hour.
Yeah,
minutes.
I only throw my five warm-up pitches every inning. And
do you always throw five? Sometimes it looks like you just throw three.
Well, sometimes when I have not my catcher out there, if I have a guy warming me up, I just kind of slow it down and wait for Matt to come out there, Dylan Lilliard. But no, it's usually five pitches an inning. Two curveballs, two from the stretch, three from the windup. So
that's
how I've been doing it for 15 years. I didn't think I needed to change it.
No,
so.
If it's not broke, don't fix
yep.
it. Nice job. And Matt Enger does a great job back there calling the game and blocking things. And he really can neutralize the defense because I remarked early on in the game that he's still one of the top catchers in the line of Ducks, and he's got such a quick throw down the second base.
For sure. Mallard, we have some older guys on the team, and some of those guys step up pretty good. And no, for no one wanting to run on Enger in any games this year,
yeah.
It kind of shows how good everyone respects him in this league, and he's been kind of a rock for us for a lot of years, and
yeah.
Hopefully he continues to play with us. I know there's been some talks, but who knows?
Yeah, that's right. Well, did you get your family? Did they come here, your wife and kids? Because it was hot out.
My wife came. I think we got a babysitter today.
Oh, that's
so.
Awesome. Well, I will let you get back to her. Enjoy the rest of the day. Get some. You gotta hydrate now after being out there in the mound.
Yeah, a couple waters.
There you go. So congratulations. You're our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. Eight innings for the victory. Gave up just the one hit. No walks, six strikeouts. Just a great job. So thanks a lot, Brandon. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of the weekend.
Thanks,
so,
Bart.
All right. That was Brandon Bornhorst. We'll just do a final quick wrap-up, and then we'll be done here again. Final line scores, Rosen, no runs, one hit, one error. Madison, six runs, six hits, and one error as well. Hitters in the game, Landon Sherm was 1-for-2. Brandon Hill, 1-for-4, 2 RBIs. Matt Enger was 1-for-2. He had a pair of RBIs. Carter Hamlin was 0-for-3, but he had a sacrifice for an RBI. Dylan Lilliard was 1-for-4, so 6 hits for Madison. They will be in action again next Sunday, not tomorrow, next Sunday when they travel to Minnesota for a huge game with seeding implications. See if they can get in that top four and receive a bye the first round. Otherwise, the rest of it is single elimination to begin with. So we got a lot of kids on the field helping out their dads, getting the field ready, running around. Just a great day. So we want to thank all of our great sponsors. Phil, back at the radio station, all of our guests up here. Final score, we've got the Legion play. We know they have a playoff game on Monday. And do we know where and when that is yet? So we do know the Legion will be playing Monday night, and I believe we are broadcasting that game. So we'll let you know when and where that game is as soon as we find out. So that'll be the next radio broadcast. So again, for all you great listeners out there, this is Bart Hill signing off. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Post Game Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area.